Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 3 o'clock hour here on Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. Football Friday. Canes bye week, but you got the Dolphins in action. That line is down to 3.5. Dolphins are only getting 3.5. Now, remember, Rob Pizzola said yesterday it's going to get to a point where he can't not bet the Chargers, and I kind of feel like I'm getting to that point as well. 3.5 is tough to pass up on that one.
Yeah. Nick.
Oh, no. Back to 4. It's back to 4. Oh, I just looked at it. Back to 4. It was 3.5 before we started the show.
As people talk about it, and the Chargers' old line's all beat up, and they're, you know, their pass rush isn't great because Khalil Mack's hurt. And we've heard, you know, as the week goes on, I understand the narratives of it. But they're not impressive, but we're not impressive. So I don't know who's going to be more impressive out of the least impressives.
Well, I think we're more than not impressive.
Yeah,
like I agree with you. The Chargers the last couple of weeks have not been impressive. They were impressive at the beginning of the season. I think the Dolphins are worse than not impressive.
And that's the fear. They're on their third string running back. What's his name? Hassan Haskins. Like, yeah, it might be a tough game to watch.
It might be a tough game to watch.
Bo got me.
I think you nailed it on that one.
Bo got me positive. Bo was very positive, so I'm getting a little positive.
Hey, Hawk, by the way, you're talking about double standard earlier when it comes to Tua Tagovailoa, when he gets hit compared to when other quarterbacks get hit. I'll tell you what, and I'm not here to defend Tua, but there's a bit of a double standard when it comes to Tua not playing well and Justin Herbert not playing well. Because, hey, props to Justin Herbert. In that first game against Kansas City, 318 yards, 3 touchdowns, won them the game down late in that game, picking up first downs with his legs. Like, outstanding. Since then, bro, dude's been the definition of mid. And I don't hear anybody talking about it. I don't hear... Yep. I'm not reading any think pieces.
This has been since season one.
Herbert. Yeah.
This has been since season one. And by the way, Dolphins fans, if that's what you call yourself, you know what you're all going to do on Monday after the Dolphins win. Tua was facing a beat up Chargers team.
Oh, that's for sure.
That win doesn't count. Justin Herbert still better. I'm betting Justin Herbert over on interceptions. Let's see what his interceptions prop is.
Who's gonna catch him?
Oh, I had forgotten about that.
Yeah. Well, Minka.
It takes two to tango.
Minka's due.
Oh, speaking of Minka, so I was telling you, I had this column from Omar Kelly. Just a couple of things. This is it. The headline is lose to Chargers. Dolphins should trade players for picks. Okay. This is part of what Omar wrote. It's a very long column. You can read it in the Miami Herald. This is just a little snippet. We're approaching the point of no return. The Miami Dolphins can either push all their chips in the center of the table this month, or we begin the process of tearing this poorly built roster down and sell it off piece by piece. Either beat the injury-depleted Chargers, who are starting backups at both tackle spots and a third-string tailback after making a cross-continent trip to play the Dolphins at Hard Rock Stadium Sunday, or begin the NFL auction of talent. Keep losing, and everything of value must go by the November 4th trade deadline. And then he writes, teams in need of pass rushing help can pick up Jalen Phillips, who's playing in his fifth-year option, set to become a free agent next offseason. Bradley Chubb, who has 14 tackles and 4 sacks in what will likely be his final season in Miami, since he's due $19.2 million in 2026. And 2024 first-round pick Chop Robinson, whom we've discovered is a limited pass rush-only player. Need a 1,000-yard receiver? Jalen Waddle could probably be had for a second-round pick, since his $19.2 million a year price tag drives his value down. Devon Achane, who has accounted for 435 all-purpose yards and scored 4 touchdowns, is going to be pushing for a lucrative contract extension at season's end. Maybe the Dolphins get something for Achane now, while his value will never be higher. Let's be honest, Omar writes, and acknowledge that Minkah Fitzpatrick has been acting like a hostage. The former Pro Bowl safety ran from his franchise's troublesome culture in 2019, only to return 5 seasons later, and wouldn't you know, very little has changed. And Omar goes on, writes a long column, and then he ends it with, so lose on Sunday, and it's time for him to get to work breaking apart this team, talking about Chris Greer, or draft picks, or blocks, who have more upside than what this roster presently possesses.
I'm with you. I didn't like Bradley Chubb when they brought him in. He was old, and they gave him another $200 million. I wasn't a fan of that. I'm okay with all of them. Waddle kind of made me look back and forth a little bit. You do not get rid of Devon Achane. He, like, Devon has a bit like Marshall Faulk ability. You just can't. I know it's a reset.
He creates offense. He creates offense.
He's his own offense in itself, Hawk. Like, you want to start a new offense. The new guy that comes in, whoever he is, Coach X, every single offensive coordinator, offensive mind in the world could use a Devon Achane. He's the kind of guy you base your offense around. The only guy I would take off the books for trade is Devon Achane.
Waddle can go.
Man, Crowder, I disagree with you. I think everybody could go. Genuinely, other than the guys you just drafted, who it doesn't make much sense to move on from them because they're so cheap. Devon Achane is going to get paid. And if you're really in a situation, I love Devon Achane. I agree with you. I'm not saying you're wrong, but if you're really in a situation where you're going into a full rebuild again or a full reset again, whatever you want to call it, you're going to pay a running back ridiculous amount of money when you have so many other holes. I mean, we're talking about Crowder. Think about the amount of holes you have to fill. Offensive line, defensive line, your entire secondary, likely your linebackers. I mean, you're getting rid of the entire defense in this scenario. You're going to pay a running back. But guys, this is why I think the biggest mistake Stephen Ross has made was keeping Chris Greer one more season. This move should have been, and I know, we hate doing this. It's easy to have this take now, but man, I called it last year because now the person who's in charge of moving these assets or moving these guys for incoming assets isn't the person who you expect to be using said draft capital and flexibility with cap space next offseason. That's a bad place to be. The guy who decimated your roster and put you in this position is who you trust to offload these guys. If he didn't know what they were truly valued at when he drafted, traded, or paid them, how can you trust him to know what their real value is on the trade market now? It's a bad situation to be in.
I totally agree. And that's what I was saying. Get rid of Chris Greer. If you fire him today, who is making them decisions then?
I don't know, but I'd rather Stephen Ross find somebody else because clearly Chris Greer wasn't the right guy. And I know Chris Perkins told us yesterday, hey, it's very rare that a general manager goes in the middle of the season. And I understand that. I'm not trying to get drastic here, but I do kind of think, bro, year 7 of Greer and you're in this situation, like, why would you allow him to make these decisions? I don't get it.
Well, I would say this. I understand exactly what you're saying, and you're right. If you're going to sell off the pieces, then why would you have the guy who brought in those pieces and hasn't been able to make it work and won't be here really for the new pieces? Why would you let him be in charge? Maybe you bring in an outside consultant, Bill Belichick. Maybe you bring in an outside consultant and you say, if you're Stephen Ross, you say to Chris Greer, you do not make a single personnel move without it first being approved by so-and-so. Or maybe you do bring in an interim general manager who has no desire to be a long-term general manager because you want to do a hiring process. But I'm with Solana on that. You can't allow, if they're going to sell off the team piece by piece, you know Chris Greer is not going to be here for the rebuild. He's had his attempts to do so. You can't let him be in charge of what you're getting or some valuable pieces. Devon Achane's a valuable piece. So I don't know what the answer is. The answer is if you're going to follow Omar's take there, which is, hey, if you can't win Sunday, everyone must go. I don't know who does it, but I'm kind of with Solana. I don't think it can be Chris Greer.
And I'm with you on that, too. You're going to fix your mistakes. You're going to find a way to figure out how to move the pieces that you brought in that aren't as valuable. And one thing, Solana, I got a point, but what is Kenneth Grant going to get right now, even if his salary was low?
I could be wrong. I could be wrong as hell. I'm not the guy that's going to punt on a guy five games into a season. I'm not telling you Kenneth Grant was a great pick. Clearly, so far, he hasn't been, but the guy's making he's on a rookie deal for the next couple of years, same as Jonas Savatinaya. At least, you know, run the gamut with them, give him another season, because next year's another, you know, find out who we have season anyways.
And two, I think the narrative, because you said, you know, how do you pay Devon Achane, you know, that much money and rebuild? This is what ESPN's top, the power rankings for the week. Detroit Lions, number one, Montgomery and Gibbs. Buffalo, number two, James Cook. Philadelphia, number three, Saquon Barkley. Tampa Bay, number four, Bucky Irving and Rashad White. Indianapolis Colts, number five, Jonathan Taylor. This is like, you got to be able to run that ball. Number six is Green Bay with Jonathan Jacobs. You have to have a good running back. Like, every team that has a good offense and has a chance has a back. And I really believe Devon Achane can be a back on eight. I think Devon Achane can go to any of those six teams and them offenses don't miss a beat.
But if you keep him around and give him a big contract, like Omar is suggesting he's going to want, and then you're going to ride out the season with Quinn Ewers, or you're going to trade for Joe Flacco, or you're going to elevate Zach Wilson. Like, what are you doing?
Hey, go get him, Devon.
you know what I was thinking? Next season, I think Tua is the quarterback, because I just think you kind of have to have him here. But I wouldn't be opposed next season. The Dolphins go out, if they don't draft a quarterback or if they do draft a quarterback, doesn't matter. Go out and get yourself an Anthony Richardson. Get yourself a young guy who hasn't worked elsewhere and bring him in. Have a legitimate QB competition.
Well, maybe not him.
I'm just saying a guy like that. Have a legitimate QB competition. And because look at the Giants. The Giants drafted their quarterback early on. They had their veteran. And then they went and they got another backup quarterback. Somebody who's had success in the past but isn't necessarily still in the prime of their career. They had a QB competition. Russ won it. And then the second Russ was ass, they're like, we're going to the rookie. And here we are. They're beating the defending champs on Thursday Night Football. And Jackson Dart looks unbelievable.
Right, but Tua looked unbelievable as well when he actually got a chance to lead the team. I'm not talking about the couple of Brian Flores seasons. I'm talking about when McDaniel got here. I mean, I'd slow our roll on Jackson Dart a little bit because he's looked good for two out of three games.
Oh, yeah. Listen, they're the smartest defensive minds in the world are watching every snap he's taken over the last 2 weeks. If he continues to play like this, Solana, he's going to the Pro Bowl this year. Rookie Pro Bowl. I don't think that's going to happen.
You would agree he has all the tools, though, to be successful.
Oh, Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Arm.
Big arm.
Vision. Can run. Can take hits.
A baby.
He just has swagger. Like
a baby Josh Allen. He really looks like a smaller frame Josh Allen. That's what he looks like.
Giants are in a better position than the Dolphins. I didn't think I'd be saying that at the start of the season, but they look to be in a much better
Giants,
position.
Yeah, they are. They're in a better position than the Dolphins. They've got Jackson Dart, and they've got Cam Scadaboo. And they've got Malik Nabers when he's healthy.
Daboll had to get him a quarterback. I don't know why
Daboll was on the bigger hot seat than McDaniel coming into the season. And I think he found himself a cooler seat because of Jackson Dart.
Goodness gracious. So now the Giants have surpassed us, is what I just succumbed from that conversation.
We've got the Jets, though, but we've got the Jets.
We beat up the third year old.
There's a moment.
Third year old.
For those of you that listen to, for those of you who listen to all 4 hours of the show, the 5 o'clock hour, we usually replay an interview from the 2 o'clock hour, and we will today with Kim Bocamper. There's a moment in the interview, I don't know why this just popped into my head, where Crowder literally sounds like his mouth is filled to the brim with Alfredo sauce. And so I'm just giving you a little nugget to look for when you're listening back in the 5 o'clock hour, because Bocamper asked,
was it bad? I wasn't ready for a question.
Bocamper asked him a question. Solana and I looked at each other in horror. Bocamper asked him a question. I'm telling you, I don't know how you could have that much liquid in your throat and not be aware of it. I don't know how you weren't choking. And Crowder tries to answer Bocamper, and it sounds like he's underwater. I mean, it was disgusting. My stomach is just starting to get over it.
I'm a nose breather. So it's in my throat. And the air is going through the nasal passage, and it just gets, I don't know, I don't feel it.
See if we can get that maybe for next hour, just isolate
that. I'm looking for the video right now. I'll get it. I'll have it for sure. I forgot during the commercial break.
You know which one I'm talking about, because you and I looked at each other. I couldn't believe
that. That might be the worst moment in the history of Flem and Crowder, Flem and M.
Yeah. Do you have the Flem montage, Jimmy? Do you know where the Flem montage is?
I have it.
Yeah, play that.
He hasn't cleared his throat in 22 years.
And every coach, he can still.
I mean,
Medvedev be doing his thing lately.
How's your phlegm?
Alfredo sauce is his mouthwash of choice.
Jack Daniels has always made whiskey, and if they have it their way, they always will.
Uh-oh.
And who cares if Tua goes home and...
Legend has it, his phlegm is more dangerous than hot lava from a volcano.
We were blaming it on injury.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, that is... I mean, is someone waterboarding you?
Goodness, I almost died.
Channing Crowder is the phlegmiest man in the world.
And some of those.
Hawk, I think I found it. I think I found it, and I was able to isolate
it. It's on par with those, right? It's on par with those.
It might. I think it might be worse.
Channing. The blocker that's trying to block you will take the blocker that's blocking you will take you to the ball.
Again. Bocamper's like Channing, Crowder like out of a slumber.
Exactly. Channing, the blocker that's trying to block you will take.
Oh my!
It's like a guy who's been sleeping for 3 years. Canning.
Channing. The blocker is trying to block you. Will take.
Exactly what it is.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my
Man, I don't like I don't like the guest who want a guest question, guest to host. And I'm, man, let's just interview.
It was like Yoda. It is exactly what.
Exactly what it is. It is. That's ridiculous. Oh man, I got me old seltzer now, man. I got me.
Oh my god, that was funny, man. I just don't know why. I don't know why that just popped into my head, but I remember I just like looked at like what was that?
You know what? I juiced some ginger turmeric and mint this morning. It might be breaking up the mucus. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably what's happening. Yeah. All right, let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana for the 3 o'clock hour. Lee Sterling is going to join us. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just a couple notes. The week six action Sunday, obviously it started yesterday with the Giants beating the Eagles, but the Broncos and Jets play at 9:30. That's a London early game. I love this. So the Steelers play the Browns, 1 p.m. Dylan Gabriel is the 41st quarterback, different quarterback, to start a game for the Browns since 1999. So as bad as we think we have it in Miami with the QBs,
up there in that number.
No. I think we'd be
in
like half.
25 years? You don't think we've had two starters a year over 25 years? That's 50.
41 starting quarterbacks, Hawk. I don't think we're even in the 30s. I don't think we are.
No. Yeah, Hawk. Because the years after Marino, there was some long tenders.
But they played all 16 games back then? I'm telling you that we're talking 25 years. It only takes two starters a season to hit 50.
I was on the team that had four starters in a season. So that was two seasons worth.
I mean, last year alone, how many we have? Three?
Three, yeah. Skyler, Tyler Huntley, Tua. Maybe. But 41.
I bet we are approaching that number.
You know what? Oh, man, this is tough. It's in the 30s. It has to be in the 30s.
Yeah.
Well, the Browns, on top of this being their 41st different starting quarterback since 1999, they're currently paying, you guys see this?
I saw this.
Quarterbacks. Eight. Ocho. Deshaun Watson is being paid $35.9 million. Jameis Winston, he's on the Giants, is being paid $2.2 million by the Browns. Dylan Gabriel, $1.1 million. Joe Flacco on the Bengals. He's being paid $999,000. Shador Sanders, rookie contract, $955,000. Bailey Mother Bleepin' Zappy, $315,000. DTR, Hawks Boy, Dorian Thompson Robinson, $171,000. And somehow Kenny Pickett's getting paid $8,000 by the Cleveland Browns as well.
That was the strangest one, right? Like $8,000?
I don't know where that came from.
What do you do, mow the lawn?
Crazy, man.
I count 28 since 2000. Like 28.
There's no way that averages out to one quarterback a season.
Well, Tannehill started for
right,
six
but didn't
years?
Matt Moore start several games?
Yeah. During the Tanny era, you had Brock Osweiler, Matt Moore, and Jay Cutler.
Kyle Orton ever make it down here? Are we still
in 2012, 2013, 2014, and 2015. Ryan Tannehill started every game.
Mm. Mm.
Then 16, Tannehill Moore, then Cutler Moore, then Tannehill Osweiler. Yeah, it goes back and forth for the next 4 years, but there was a 4 year span where Tannehill started all 16.
Since 2020, you've had five quarterbacks start, Tua included, but Jacoby Brissett, Teddy Bridgewater, Skylar Thompson, Tyler Huntley, and Ryan Fitzpatrick. Those are the five.
No, what about Tim Boyle?
I don't think he ever started a game, Hawk.
He didn't start a game?
That game that he threw the fourth and three out of bounds, that game? Yeah, he didn't start game.
He didn't start one game? Oh, interesting.
No.
I don't think so.
If I ever see Tim Boyle, I'm going to ask him, hey, why you throw that damn fourth down out of bounds?
It's like Russell Wilson. Game on the line. In the red zone. Just throw it in the back of the end zone. All right, your local notes. The Florida Panthers won yesterday. They beat the Flyers 2-1. They improved to 2-0. They host the Senators tomorrow at 7 p.m. That's the final home game before they go out on a five-game road trip early in the season.
All right.
Inter Miami plays tomorrow. It's their final regular season home game. They've got Atlanta United at 7:30 p.m.
Hmm. Messi playing?
I don't know.
But I'm retiring.
And
guys.
Then the playoffs start?
There's still two more regular season games. I don't know if he's going to play because Inter Miami, while still jostling for positioning in the East, they can't win the supporter shield and they can't clinch the number one seed. So I don't know if there's necessarily, you know, a big reason for any of these guys to play anymore, other than you want the second, third, fourth, fifth seed, but who cares? Like they've secured themselves a playoff spot. I don't think they really care who they play in that first round.
All right. They got bounced in the first round last season, right?
Against the team that's here tomorrow, Atlanta United. Yeah. And then the Miami Heat, they play a back-to-back. They play Sunday and then Monday. Sunday's in Orlando, 6 p.m.
Monday is Columbus Day. That's why they play at 6, I guess, right?
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
We don't technically get Columbus Day off, do we?
You mean like Odyssey employees?
Just people in general. Do people get Columbus Day off?
I don't know.
Kids aren't going to school.
Banks.
School's closed?
School's closed.
Really? For Columbus Day?
Yeah, man. He found the land. He stole it from the Native Americans.
Mm-hmm. Well, up for debate.
Ask Tony Soprano about that narrative.
I thought you were going to say ask Tony Segretto. What does Tony Segretto have to do with this?
And then, of course, Dolphins play Sunday, 1 p.m. Game Day Uncensored begins at 9. Your weather?
Who do they have after the Chargers game?
It's pretty at the Browns, right?
They've got the Browns. Is it the Browns game? I think you're right.
Falcons,
think
or maybe it's Falcons.
I think it's the Browns.
Yeah, Browns on the road in Cleveland, 1 p.m. And then they have the Falcons on the road, 1 p.m. Then they play Thursday Night Football. They host the Ravens. Lamar might be back for that game. Expect them to be back for that game. And then they play the Bills, Commanders in Madrid. Bills at home, Commanders in Madrid, bye.
So up until the bye, the way that you just rattled that off, I think I have them at 7-4.
Come on, man.
You're going to beat the Chargers.
Chargers, Browns.
Falcons.
Falcons, Ravens, all beatable teams. Buffalo will be tough, but they played them tough, I thought, the first time.
Right. And then Commanders in Madrid.
There you go, 7-4.
Who's going to block Myles Garrett?
I'm sorry, what?
Myles Garrett, Browns game. Who's going to block
when,
him?
You mean like when he's trying to get to the quarterback?
Yeah.
That kind of blocking?
Yeah. You know the Browns defense is good now.
Quick release.
He better spit it out.
Quick release, man.
Your weather in South Florida, rain. That's sponsored by Chill Zone AC. That's why they pay the big bucks for that type of weather. Featuring reliable root AC system.
If you want to tell in the rain, you might not know what the weather is outside.
Make your AC great again.
What did you just say? They pay the big bucks.
Okay. Hey.
Yeah. Listen.
Of course, this decided not to work.
Yeah. I know. Relax, that's just step by step, but they pay you big bucks.
Relax, yeah, well,
suffice it to say, yeah.
Exactly, bro. Exactly what it is. You said it, bro.
Camera must have been like, I gotta get a new phone service. What is this? Sounds like it's underwater.
Oh, great point. Oh, well, you want me to co-sign, man? Make your point, Bo. Goodness gracious. Ain't that right, Shannon? Huh? Oh, I didn't know you were going to ask me. I was eating a tray of ice. Exactly what it is. What kind of answer is that anyway?
All right. Anything else, Solana? Is that it?
Unless you want to go through the GM poll again, that's it.
Yeah. All right. Let me guess. Reinhardt. All right. Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. He was 3-1 on the show last week. Lee Sterling is going to join us with some picks for this weekend in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm going to flip your chair over if I wasn't in this wheelchair.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee Sterling is going to join us here on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, and we're going to have to bang through some picks here because we had so much fun at Crowder's expense, him getting so phlegmy during the Kim Bocamper interview, which you'll have a chance to hear in the 5 o'clock hour in case you missed it.
Hey, Lee, how many questions have you asked me during the interview?
You're going to blame it on Bo? You're going to blame it on Kim Bocamper?
He was a co-signer during the interview. We asked you the question. You asked me a question back after the question. I don't like it.
This is exactly every argument with my wife, which is somehow everything gets turned back around on me, even if I didn't have anything to do with it. Lee Sterling, he is a professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. He was 3-1 on this very program last week. Hopefully he can replicate it right now. I'm going to start with the Dolphins, Lee. I'm going to go out of chronological order here. I'm going to start with the Dolphins. They host the Chargers Sunday. It was 3.5 earlier today on the Hard Rock app. I see it's up to 4 again now on the Hard Rock app. Do you have a side in that game?
All right, so the drama. 65,000 sold tickets, 42,000 people in the stands taking selfies. I mean, this is just too much for me. I think the injuries to both offensive lines is going to make it tough for both teams to move the football, believe it or not, even against this Miami defense. So I think Miami's going to stay in it here, but, you know, I can't lay 4 points with a San Diego offensive line that's down their top two offensive linemen and also top two backs here. Chargers, 24-23. I'm taking the points.
All right. Okay. Well, some sort of moral victory there. you want to bet the Dolphins? All right. Let's go to Crowder's Florida Gators. They are at Texas A&M. Texas A&M, number 5 in the nation. They're an 8.5-point favorite. Gators had a nice win last week, though.
Yep, they did, and we called it. And their defense is going to travel. A&M head coach Mike Elko is a defensive coach here. They're 5-14 against the spread as a favorite. I don't want to lay points here. And I also noticed something. Marcel Reed, their quarterback, his 5-7-step drops, he's taken two extra steps, two extra little hitch steps, and that's causing him to have a lot more incompletions, a few interceptions here. I think A&M escapes 24-20, but it wouldn't shock me here if Florida pulls off the upset. I'm taking the 7.5 points.
All right, very good. Well, good moral victory again there for Crowder. Let's do Sunday morning. London Broncos are 7-point favorites over the hapless Jets. What do you see happening in that game?
Let's hope it's better than last year's. I don't know if people remember this, a 10-9 Bronco win. Broncos had 131 total yards in that game. I think Justin Fields is going to put some stress on this Denver defense here, his escapability. Teams that can't don't have scrambling quarterbacks are in trouble here. So I think that Denver may be still celebrating that win last week over the undefeated Eagles, who we find out now weren't that great. So I'm calling for an upset here. The Jets finally get their first takeaway on defense and upset Denver here, 23-20.
All right, and then let me give you one more. This game fascinates me more than any other game on the docket this weekend because it's Green Bay. They're hosting Joe Flacco and the Bengals. Joe Flacco, less than a week there. They've been 14-point favorites. I actually saw it up to 14.5 earlier on the Hard Rock Bet app. Do you have a side in this game?
So it would be perfect Seattle justice here if Joe Flacco was driving from Cleveland and he gets to about a mile away from the stadium and gets in an accident and can't play. That's personally, I don't know how you play for three teams in one division. I could never do it. If you're 40 years old, you just retire. You walk off into the sunset, but he's going to try here. Green Bay's coming off of a bye, a loss, and a tie. I think they're going to be really motivated here. LaFleur, their head coach and offensive coordinator, usually scripts some really good plays to start here. Cincinnati's offensive line, bottom three in the NFL. Flacco's going down a lot here. Green Bay, 38-14.
Yeah, I like Green Bay as well. Do you normally give that many points in the NFL? Would you like?
Why not?
Or is this a rarity?
Situational. Yeah. I mean, great. It's a great matchup here. I mean, I know they got really good receivers, Cincinnati, but the offensive and offensive line defense is just horrible. So Green Bay is going to lay one on them.
All right. Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. He likes Green Bay laying the points against the Bengals. He likes the Jets getting the points Sunday morning in London. He likes Crowder's Florida Gators getting the points and might not even be surprised if they win straight up. Would you sprinkle a little money line on that, Lee?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just for Crowder.
Hey, right. My man. And then Dolphins, he likes the Finns. Just for Crowder. He likes the Finns getting the points from the Chargers, although he's not certain that the Dolphins will actually win. Thank you as always, Lee.
All right, guys. Take care.
There you go. Lee Sterling. One of us has a very long laggardly delay here, and I don't know if it's me or Crowder or Sterling, but the 4 o'clock hour is coming up.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana show.
Somebody has dubbed me on the text machine Bad Bet Bunny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.